From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. The U.S. is stepping up efforts to help Laos deal with problems including hunger, unexploded ordinances, and technology access to the lower Mekong as well. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry outlined the initiatives during a visit to Vientiane today, where he will lay the groundwork for a February summit with leaders of 10 ASEAN countries that will be hosted by President Obama. Carl Thayer, a defense analyst at the University of New South Wales, says Laos will have to balance its international diplomacy as they take over the chairmanship of ASEAN and host major world leaders, including Mr. Obama.
Obama is going to visit the region in May, particularly to Vietnam. He's setting up in the last bit of the year where American diplomacy can go with Laos as chair and to try to keep it on an independent and neutral course rather than leaning towards China, which some people argue would be the case.
Secretary Kerry met with Prime Minister Thongsing Thammavong for hours up at his arrival today. Thammavong praised Mr. Kerry's visit as a new landmark in terms of bilateral relations. Rare cold weather has left scores of people dead in Taiwan, many of them in the capital Taipei and surrounding areas as well, and the victims, many of them elderly residents who succumbed to temperatures that dropped to 4 degrees Celsius. Unusual winter weather also stunned other areas in the region. Thousands of teacher trainees took to the streets of the Moroccan capital Rabat on Sunday, protesting government plans to cut education jobs. The protests are one of several rallies in the last few months against government plans to cut spending and reduce public sector hiring. This is VOA News. Syrian forces recaptured the town of Rabia Sunday, continuing their string of victories over rebels in the northwestern province of Latakia. VOA asked Ohio State University Middle East scholar Alam Payan about the significance of all of this.
Anything that which can take some of these cities which are on the supply routes, it's extremely important militarily and also psychologically for the ISIL forces, and also it somehow boosts the morale of the Syrian army and the Kurdish Peshmerga. And also there are some, because Turks are also very much interested in the defeat of the Daesh or the ISIL, as the Arabs call it, Daesh. So this is an important development.
Latest violence in Syria comes as the United Nations works to bring opposition groups and the Syrian government to Geneva for a new round of peace negotiations. Disagreements over who will take part are expected to delay those talks. Today marks the fifth anniversary of Egyptians launching protests against longtime leader Hosni Mubarak in a revolt that helped spark a wave of uprisings across the Middle East. Current President Abdel Fattah el-Sisi praised the 2011 revolution, saying it brought a new Egypt. Brazilian officials have announced measures to prevent the spread of the so-called Zika virus during the Rio de Janeiro Olympic Games later this year. Brazil is suffering from an outbreak of the virus, which might be behind a spike in cases of infants being born with unusually small heads. The U.S. Centers for Disease Control is warning pregnant women to avoid travel to countries and territories in the Caribbean and Latin America affected by the virus. Dr. Beth Bell is with the CDC.
Our growing concern now over the last short period of time is that a pregnant woman with Zika virus infection, that infection can be passed to the fetus.
CDC says there are no vaccines to prevent the spread of Zika and no drugs to treat those affected by the virus. For months, the candidates who want to be the next U.S. president have been campaigning and debating as they try to convince voters that no one is better suited for that job. And a week from today, voters in the state of Iowa will choose who they would like to be their party's candidate for president. Latest polls indicate that former Secretary of State Hillary Clinton is just about tied with fellow Democrat Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders in Iowa. On the Republican side, billionaire Donald Trump and Texas Senator Ted Cruz are far ahead of the rest of the field of 12 contenders.
That's the latest world news from VOA.